It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed a package of bills earlier today he says will protect residents from lead exposure in their homes. WNYC's Karen Yee has covered the lead crisis in Newark for years, and she joins us now to discuss the new laws. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Sean.
So under this new legislation, community water systems are now required to place all of their lead service lines. Can you tell us who is covered under the legislation and how much time they will have to do this?
Well, the clock has already started.
Okay.
So in 6 months, water systems that serve more than 25 people year-round must first inventory where their lead service lines are and then make it public.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have 10 years to dig up those lead pipes and replace them with safer materials like copper, but they can ask for a five-year extension. So we're really looking at 15 years to get all of these pipes out of the ground. Gary Brune, the senior policy manager for New Jersey Future, says the state's measures focus on prevention, and that's a really good thing for public health.
The last thing you want is to find out that the lead has spiked in your neighborhood. You don't want to find that out after it's happened. So this gives you the ability to be proactive and aggressive.
New Jersey is the first state to mandate a 10-year timeline for replacement and actually the second state in the country to mandate lead service lines replacement at all after Michigan.
Wow. So Karen, I feel like this all begs the question. Homes were built before the 1950s are more likely, they're most likely to have lead service lines. So if these pipes have been around for so long, why is it happening now that people are addressing this problem?
So you might remember the Newark lead water crisis peaked in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when the federal government mandated bottled water distribution to residents. And this, of course, all happened after Flint, Michigan, which had its own water crisis. So lead service lines were really the main reason why lead levels spiked in the water. And you can think of them as these kind of garden hose sized pipes that pump water from underground water mains that run in the middle of your street to your home. So these pipes become problematic when that lead material starts to flake off and it comes out through your tap water. So since Newark happened, there's been a lot of public spotlight on this issue and also growing public pressure for cleaner water. And Newark has actually been a model for how to get the lead out. By September, the city will have finished replacing more than 20,000 lead service lines. And we know this is important because lead is very harmful for the development of young children, and those effects are irreversible. 4,500 children in the state of New Jersey are diagnosed with lead poisoning every year.
Wow. So do we know how many of these lead service lines exist across the state?
Kind of.
Okay.
So the new law mandates a much more comprehensive inventory, but the state has been requesting surveys since 2019 of water systems. Through a public records request, we obtained the most recent numbers. And if you combine all of the kinds of pipes that we know need to be replaced, that's more than 167,000, about 14% of inventoried pipes.
Wow.
And let me just explain what's included in those numbers. So most of these are lead service lines that we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It also includes lead goosenecks. And these are small pipes that connect the service line to the water main, and it also includes galvanized pipes. This is a steel pipe that can attract lead particles. Water experts have estimated that the state actually has 350,000 lead service lines, so the records we have right now are probably an undercount. And I'll throw one more number at you.
Mm-hmm.
There are 1 million pipes. Utilities just don't know what the material is.
What?
So that's where the required inventories will really help us get to a more accurate number.
Once we know where the lead pipes are, how do we know who's going to pay for all of this? I mean, should we just assume that the state is going to set aside money to pay for all of this work that needs to be done?
No.
Okay.
And paying for this is probably one of the biggest challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could cost as much as $2 billion, over $2 billion. Ideally, everyone's hoping that federal aid will come through from President Biden's infrastructure bill to cover a lot of this. But if that fails, it's really going to be up to each water system and each municipality to figure out how to pay for it. So there's some private utilities like New Jersey American Water and Suez that have already started these replacement projects, and they're paying for it. And some towns are using American Rescue dollars, but others are worried if federal aid doesn't come through. Here's Belleville Mayor Michael Melham. His township has about 6,000 lead service lines.
You can't create a great law and then say, okay, municipalities, you know, your residents are already overtaxed, already footing the bill for a lot of other services that are mandated, and we're not going to help you with this.
The governor did sign another law today that gives utility companies more flexibility to access financing so they can bond or do a special assessment. But that's still a burden on towns that maybe aren't in the position to take on another large cost.
And I can just imagine somebody in New Jersey sitting out there and saying, well, if my town has to be the one that ends up paying for this, Does that mean that me as a customer will ultimately just be stuck footing the bill for all of this?
In some cases, yes, okay. You know, through bonds or assessments, right? I mean, water utilities are also under these laws allowed to increase water rates to help pay for the replacements. And this would sort of spread the cost around to every customer. But it also opens the door for individual customers to have to pay for these costs. And that could raise the issue with equity, right? What if a family can't afford to do this or doesn't want to spend money to do this?
Right.
And we know older, more urban cities where poverty rates are high are more likely to have lead pipes. You know, Trenton has 37,000 lead pipes. Hackensack, 30,000. Camden, 7,500.
Wow.
And I'll note one other thing before we go, Sean. Elevated blood lead levels in children is actually more commonly caused by lead paint. And the governor today signed another landmark law that would require rental properties built before 1976 to be inspected for lead paint whenever there's a new tenant or every 2 years. And it actually does appropriate money, $3.9 million, for inspections.
Oh. WNYC's Karen Yee covers New Jersey. You can find more on this story on Gothamist.com. Thanks so much for your reporting.
Thanks, Sean.